Tell me, are you familiar at all with the Varangian Guard? Basim ibn Ishaq, 867. Hello, I'm Andrew, and I want to welcome you to Visions of the Past, a podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. This is episode 113, and today we're going to talk about a topic that spins out of the new novel, Assassin's Creed, The Golden City. And that topic is the Varangian Guard. If you're a fan of history, especially the medieval era, then you're in for a treat. So sit back, relax, and let's unravel the mysteries of the Varangian Guard. But before we get into the group itself, let's take a quick look at Assassin's Creed The Golden City, written by Jalea Johnson. That novel releases today, and is told from the point of view of Hytham, as he joins Basim for a mission within Constantinople in 867. I won't go into the details of the book, but at this time, I will say that I enjoyed it, though I didn't quite enjoy it as much as I did Kate Hartfield's Assassin's Creed The Magus Conspiracy and its sequel, The Resurrection Plot. The story shows why Hytham is the way he is when we first met him in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and it expands on his relationship with Basim ibn Ishaq. The training and combat scenes were highlights of the novel, and that is why we're talking about the Varangian Guard today. First things first, let's talk about who the Varangian Guard were. The Varangian Guard was an elite group of warriors, composed of mainly Scandinavian and Eastern European mercenaries, who served as bodyguards for the Byzantine emperors from the 10th to 14th centuries. Now, you may be wondering, why did the Byzantine emperors need bodyguards? Well, the Byzantine Empire was constantly under threat from various enemies, both foreign and domestic. Varangian Guard were instrumental in protecting the emperors and maintaining the stability of the empire. So let's dive deeper into the history of the Varangian Guard. The story begins in the late 9th century, when a group of Scandinavians, known as the Rus, began trading with the Byzantine Empire. The Rus were fascinated by the riches and the culture of the Byzantine Empire, and begin to serve as mercenaries in the Byzantine army. The emperor at the time, Basil II, recognized the prowess of the Rus warriors and decided to form an elite group of bodyguards composed of them, and thus the Varangian Guard was born. The Guard quickly established a reputation as a fearsome force on the battlefield. They were heavily armed and trained in both hand-to-hand combat and the use of weapons such as axes, swords, and spears. They were also known for their loyalty and bravery within battle. But the Varangian Guard was more than just a group of warriors. They also played a significant role in the cultural exchange between the Byzantine Empire and the Scandinavian world. Varangians brought with them their language, customs, and traditions, which had a profound impact on the Byzantine society. Varangian Guard also had a unique system of organization. They were divided into two units, the Great and the New Guard. The Great Guard was composed of veterans who had served in the Varangian Guard for a long time, while the New Guard was composed of new recruits. The Great Guard was responsible for the protection of the Emperor and the Imperial Palace, while the New Guard was responsible for other duties, such as guarding the city walls. Over the centuries, the Varangian Guard remained a vital part of the Byzantine Empire. They played a crucial role in defending the empire from various threats, including the Seljuk Turks and the Normans. However, their power began to wane in the 14th century, and they were eventually disbanded by the Byzantine Emperor Andronikos III. So, what can we learn from the Varangian Guard? Well, first, we can see how the Byzantine Empire relied on the skills of foreign mercenaries to maintain their power and stability. We can also see how the Varangian Guard helped to bridge the gap between the Byzantine and Scandinavian cultures, which had a lasting impact on both societies. But perhaps the most significant lesson we can learn from the Varangian Guard is the importance of loyalty and bravery. Varangians were willing to lay down their lives to protect the emperor and the empire, which is a testament to their unwavering commitment and their bravery. But what are your thoughts on the Varangian Guard? Let me know on Twitter at visions_AC. I want to thank you for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next time for more about the lore of Assassin's Creed. If you love stories about Assassin's Creed lore, please tell your friends and follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform. And if you want to support this podcast and help provide for new episodes, you can visit my Linktree at linktr.ee/visionsofthepast for links to my Twitter, TikTok, and other social channels, and for information on how you can support this podcast. Until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed. And to those Templars listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.